Hello, Sid Roth, your mentor of the supernatural. I'm just reminded of my mother. My mother used to say, and I come from a Jewish background, so my Jewish mother used to say after she came to know the Messiah, heaven must be a wonderful place. And then she died, and my Jewish father had not received the Lord, and he was literally on his deathbed. And I remember saying to him, Dad, don't you want to be with Mom? Remember, she used to say, heaven must be a wonderful place. Then the Spirit of God moved on him, and my Orthodox Jewish father received the Messiah. But I have a man that has been to that wonderful place and has been commanded by the Lord to tell us about heaven. Now, this man comes from a very broken background. His name is Gary Wood, and his parents were alcoholics, abusive. His best friend died, had his head decapitated. That must have been traumatic when John had his head decapitated.
It was very traumatic for me, Sid. It caused me to have visions and nightmares for many months until I really had an encounter and saw him in heaven. And
well, let's not get to there. You were in an automobile accident. It was December 23rd, 1966.
That's
what
right.
Happened?
Well, I was driving home, and my little sister was in the car with me, and we were just anticipating spending Christmas with our family, and she was singing Silent Night, Holy Night. And I was just listening to her beautiful soprano voice when all of a sudden she let out a blood-curdling scream. And I turned to see what was the matter, and we crashed into the back of a 10-ton wrecker truck that was illegally parked on the edge of the highway that evening. It was in the midst of the town we were in was in the midst of a big oil field boom. It was saturating oil. She saw it, just the reflection in the bumper, tempted to warn me, but it was too late. It just seemed like crashing into a brick wall. And our car just crushed like an accordion. I remember just rising up out of my body. Dying was just very painless. At first, I experienced pain. There was like an explosion in my nose, the sharp, searing pain across the lower portion of my facial anatomy. And then I was just really relieved of all pain. It was just like taking your clothes off and just guarding them on the inside. And I was caught up in a real massive swirling funnel-shaped cloud and a real bright light, not as bright as the studio lights here, but just a very tranquil light that engulfed me. And I began to rise upward, and I began to walk up a pathway, much like kind of one of those modern airports where you walk and mm-hmm. the little walkway moves quickly. And suddenly I heard singing. Now, I was a music major at the time of the accident at college. When I was in high school, I had won several awards for singing.
So, unlike me, you know when there's good singing or just average singing.
Absolutely, yes. And this is the most stupendous singing I've ever heard in my life. The angels of heaven were singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power, wisdom and dominion be given unto thee forever, O Lord. Amen and amen." And Sid, you never heard anything till you've heard trillions and billions of angelic beings as they begin to worship and magnify God.
Have you heard anything on earth close to that?
Absolutely not. Sometimes we'll get into an atmosphere in some areas of churches that I go to where people begin to worship, but never the magnitude that I heard when I was there in glory. I remember then that this cloud just opened up, and I saw this gigantic golden satellite suspended in space. You know, Sid, the most stupendous thought that can ever occupy the mind of man is heaven and how to get there. And thank God that we're not left to grope in darkness, but God has given us His Word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so I remember looking at the foundation of this city. It was solid jasper. That's diamonds. And I remember each foundation, 12 of them, were different foundational stones. And I remember looking at the names of the 12 apostles inscribed on those 12 stones.
That sounds like scripture to me.
Exactly. It's in the book of Revelation. And then I saw the gates of solid pearl. The Bible gives us the dimensions of the city, and a scientist worked with me in Florida, and here's the dimensions. It's 2.7 cubic billion miles at its circumference. It's 780,000 stories high, and there's enough room to comfortably accommodate 100,000 million people. That's more people than have ever lived.
100,000 million
people that have ever lived on planet Earth at any one time. But Jesus said it like this: in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you.
Okay, I don't want to get too far, but did you see your mansion?
I saw my mansion.
What did it look like?
Well, it looked like a southern colonial home. I saw the a fence, and I saw the beautiful marble columns. I walked into my mansion. I was taken on a tour of heaven, literally by a friend of mine who had died previously that you talked about. And I recognized
this was the guy that was decapitated?
Decapitated. I recognized him immediately.
Without a head?
I knew him now. He had his head, and he was exactly like I remembered him up on the earth. And
that was nice for God to send him.
Exactly.
To welcome you.
I've learned that when you go to heaven during this transition, God has a special person assigned to you. Maybe your mother, maybe a loved one that's departed, but God has someone to acclimate you, so to speak, and to take you out of church.
Did you hug him when you saw him?
I hugged him, and we embraced, and we just shared for a while, and he said, there's many things that I need to share with you, and he began to take me on this tour. I went to my mansion, and I went in, and there were three buckets of paint sitting in what looked like a living room area. Well, my friend dipped his hand in one, threw it against the wall, and a beautiful floral arrangement appeared. Now, if you really get to know me, my nature, I picked up the whole bucket, flung it against the wall, and the whole room was saturated with this smell. See, it was like roses, the fragrance. And then he told me, he said, it's not ready for you to occupy. He said, you've got to go. And so that's when I went out. I walked on a street that was pure, solid gold. It was transparent. You could see all the way through it.
Gold is transparent?
Gold is transparent. You go to a jeweler, and they will tell you that there's an impurity in gold. And when that impurity is removed, gold is not yellow, it's transparent.
If you're not fascinated, something wrong with you. Be right back. Don't go away. When you go to heaven, it's going to be too late. You'll know everything there. What if you could get that insight now? Gary Wood had an experience in heaven. It's all biblical. You'll understand how to pray better than you ever did before, how prayers operate on earth and on heaven. You'll understand healing better than you've ever before. You'll understand the purpose of selling out in this life better than you ever had before. You will understand what happens to your loved ones that have died, a place called heaven. Get it now.
Gary Wood's complete story is available in this intriguing book, A Place Called Heaven, and is available now for a donation of $10 or more, postage paid. Write to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521, or call 1-800-548-1918. Ask for order number 990.
Hello, Sid Roth, your mentor of the supernatural. I'll tell you something, it's wonderful that I move in the supernatural power of God. It's wonderful that Gary Wood moves in the supernatural power. But what would be better is for you to move in the supernatural power of God. And Gary learned things in heaven. He died. Medically speaking, he died. And he went to heaven. And Gary, there is something that fascinates me so much. You went to the library. Tell me about that.
Yes, there are all kinds of volumes of books in there. And when someone receives Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior here upon the earth, an angel will take a cloth and just wipe out all the transgressions and all the deeds that a person had done in their life. And then their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Did you actually see this happen?
I saw it happen. I saw a man on the earth receive Jesus. I saw the angel receive the report. They wiped out the transgressions of his life.
That's got to be so real to you.
It was very real. because I saw my name written in
really?
The Lamb's Book of Life. I saw books with prayer requests in them, spiritual growth, you know, that we have here on the earth. And
So they're paying attention to whether we are growing or whether we're just watching soap operas.
Absolutely. And then souls that we have won to the Lord. I saw all that when I was there.
Did you see in this book of souls that were won to the Lord, souls that you had won
people
to the
that
Lord?
I personally had led to the Lord Jesus Christ were recorded there. And then I saw my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, and it said, paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus. And I saw all kinds of volumes of books, because in heaven we're going to be continually learning. You're not going to just stop your learning experience. We're going to keep on learning. And I came out of that experience. I saw seven golden lamps that represent the Holy Spirit. I saw God's throne, 24 elders seated around God's throne. Sid, I saw a room that contained body parts. I walked in and it said unclaimed blessings. When I opened the door, I saw legs, I saw arms, I saw every portion of one's anatomy. And people say, well, why does there need to be a room like that in heaven? Because God has a spare part room. God has a miracle. And I saw people on earth pray and request a miracle. I saw the prayer requests go up. I saw the angel go get the prayer request. I saw the angels come back down. And I heard people say, the day of miracles is past. There never was a day of miracles. There is a God of miracles. And the God of miracles has a miracle for you. Right.
Question.
Now.
Question. You heard specific songs in heaven before they came to earth. Explain that.
I heard Hallelujah. I heard He is Lord. And all these people were worshiping and magnifying the Lord, singing All Hail King Jesus. They were singing songs, because all songs of the Spirit originate in heaven.
And so how do we get them on earth?
Then they are dropped down into the heart of someone who will receive it and then sing it forth and give it for the glory of God. Every musician can become pregnant with a song.
Is worship important to God? Does it really matter to Him?
Well, that's all we're going to be really focusing on in heaven. We're going to be joining the great angelic chorus, and we're going to be magnifying and worshiping
the
Lord.
But what if you're like me and you can't even carry a tune?
You're going to be able to, Sid. Here's what I saw. I saw notes floating through the air, and I saw notes just go. That's the only way I'm not describing it, musical notes. And they would just go into people, and it would spontaneously begin to worship and magnify and praise the Lord. Trees were clapping. And flowers had faces, and they were singing. Everything was magnifying and praising the Lord. Yeah, there'll be no imperfection. You'll have perfect pitch.
Now, Jesus said, gave you instructions when you left heaven. What were they?
He told me to make Him real to people of this earth. He sent me back with a message, and He gave me three specific areas that I sum up in the book that I wrote, A Place Called Heaven. One is that there will be a spirit of restoration that will prevail throughout the land. Get ready for prodigals to come back and return. Number two, He said there'll be a spirit of prayer. Said He showed me how to pray. He told me to pray, it is written, then I could claim it is finished. He showed me demonic spirits over cities and how to bombard heaven and get the prayers released and get the answer. Number three, He said there'd be miracles, unprecedented and time and eternity, such as mankind has never seen before. And all those three things simultaneously taking place would begin to be a dramatic sign of His imminent return.
Did you want to return?
No. When you're over there in that realm, that is far more real than this earth. My precious wife, Dina, often looks at me and she says, earth to Gary.
Now, why did you return?
I returned because my little sister began to pray the name of Jesus. It's the most powerful name on the face of the earth. She had heard the doctors pray.
What happens in heaven when she was praying the name of Jesus, what happened to you in heaven?
Every angel stands at alert. They stop immediately, and they draw their swords. They're ready to be summoned and beckoned to go and to hearken unto the voice of the child of God that uses the precious name of Jesus. I saw demon forces tremble. I saw that down in the other portion of what I was seeing from that vantage point. And they were trembling with fear whenever a believer would use the name of Jesus.
Okay, you got back in your body. Then what happened?
They rushed me to San Juan County Medical Hospital in Farmington, New Mexico, did an evaluation, discovered that the turn signal indicator had sliced my nose off. I have 100 stitches in my face. My jaw was broken in 3 places. My neck was broken in 3 places. My vocal cords were crushed. My larynx was crushed, and doctors said I would never be able to sing, I couldn't speak, let alone ever be able
to sing. Wait a second, if he can't speak, how can he tell people about what happened in heaven, and how can he be talking right now? Don't go away, we'll be back right after this word. Hello, Sid Roth, your mentor of the supernatural, here with Gary Wood. Fascinating. He died medically. He went to heaven. He wrote a book about it because God told him to write this book about going to heaven. I'll tell you what, I am growing so much just even sitting next to him, just even listening to this. But when he came back to his earth suit, his body was messed up. He was in a horrible automobile accident. But the worst thing of all is his larynx was crushed. When this occurs, it's not like you can get a transplant. It's not like you can get an operation. There is nothing medical science can do. And so one day you were worshiping God, and what happened?
Well, I was just listening to a song, He Touched Me, on the radio by Bill Gaither, and I just said basically in my spirit, because I couldn't speak, I just said, God, you can touch me. You can do what this says. And with God, nothing is impossible. And Jesus walked into my hospital room, just came in. I saw him just like I saw him in heaven. And he touched me. And then the little nurse came in, and she came walking in, and she said, good morning, Mr. Wood. How are you doing?
Uh-oh, I can picture this.
Yes, she'd been doing this now for 9 months. And her job, of course, was, you know, to encourage me and
right.
cheer me up and keep me from being depressed. And when Jesus comes in the room, I mean, everything changes. And I threw my hands up and said, praise God, I've been healed. And she dropped the tray. She went running out, got the doctor. Doctors came in. They started examining me. They said, you can't speak. You can't talk. You can't do this and that. And I, thank God, got a second opinion. And Dr. Jesus healed me and said, I've been going everywhere telling everybody.
But wait a second now. When they in your book, you have a picture of the x-ray, and it shows that your larynx was not healed. It's still crushed. How can
That's
you
right.
be talking?
Well, just by the supernatural miracle-working power of God, because God is a miracle worker, and I believe in miracles. Job 37:14 says, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. And he performed this miracle on my behalf, and he wants to perform miracles in people's lives today.
Okay, I've had a thought several times, and I can't dismiss it. I want you to sing a couple of lines, no more, a couple of lines of a song you heard in heaven.
Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether lovely is my Lord.
You're not supposed to be able to do that.
I can't sing and I can't speak medically, even now, but Jesus touched me, Sid, and I go everywhere. We've just been to Russia. We just got invited to Poland. And
listen, I got all of these miracles. We don't have time to even go into it. But I want you to talk to our viewers and tell them how they can have the same type of miracle as you had.
I want you to know that God really loves you. You're really special. And he wants to give you a miracle. And I'm going to pray and believe God for your miracle right now. All you have to do is just by faith believe. God told me, said God was healing, and he was healing someone with an esophagus problem, having difficulty swallowing. He's also healing someone of a rotator cuff in their shoulder. Heavenly Father, I believe you're a miracle-working God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. What what you did for me, you're willing to do for everyone in this audience. Christ, you redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so I thank you for doing the same work that you did when you were here on the face of the earth right now to everyone that's needing a miracle in Jesus' name. God, just healed someone also in their lower spine of a slipped disc. The warmth of the power of the Holy Spirit is going into them right now in that area. And someone sprained their ankle, their left ankle, and God is healing that right now also, Sid. He's a miracle worker. And he
now, when you're saying these words of knowledge, are you hearing them? Are you seeing them? What's going on?
Well, just in my spirit, the Lord is just telling me this. I'm hearing it. That's how I received from the Lord.
Now, tell me about that friend of yours that died.
It had a heart attack?
Yes.
Well, I went to a home and I was giving a Bible study, and one of the words of knowledge that I had was that someone had suffered from a heart attack, but he didn't respond. And so we left and we rode ways, and one of the ladies had forgotten her purse, so we turned around and we went back. And when we arrived back, there was an ambulance at the house, and the man had suffered a massive heart attack and died. Came back to life, and he told everyone there, he said, I've just been to heaven, and the Lord Jesus Christ told me that everything Gary is saying is true. Well, then, Sid, everyone wanted me to pray for him, and we were there for another 45 minutes. Now, the remarkable part about that story is, and I hesitate to even tell a story, but there were six people that verified this story, one being my wife. When we left, it was 10:30 p.m. In the evening. When we returned and we started back home, we all gasped. We'd been some 45 minutes now praying for people. We just gasped when we all looked at the car clock and realized almost simultaneously it was 10:30. God had stopped time to verify this word of knowledge for this brother. And now he is healthy and whole and well and serving God.
You know, the God that can stop time can do anything. Do you remember the story about the library and the book of life? I have a question for you. When you get there, will your name be in there? Or will it be filled with sins? Would you like to see an angel wash away every bad thing you've ever done so your name can be in the book of life? I urge you to get right with God. There is such a special presence of God right now. Do not miss this moment of your visitation. Tell God you're sorry for sin. Believe that the blood of Jesus washes away all of your sins. Repent. Ask for the power to overcome these sins and make Jesus your Messiah and Lord, and ask Him to live inside of you. And you know what? I feel like He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor right now. In Jesus' name, whatever problems you have in the head area, the entire head and back area, and hip, and spine, you are being healed right now in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. 30 seconds, one mentor point for our listeners.
God has a miracle with your name on it. Claim it and receive it. Believe and receive, and He'll give you your miracle.
Just grab a scripture, hold on for dear life, and guess what? It's yours. By His stripes, you were healed. You were healed. By His stripes, blood came. By His sacrifice. If you could only see in the spirit world, there are the body parts you want coming into you right now. Just don't. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? He agreed with the promises in God's word, and your name will be inscribed in the book of life.